This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. University of Colorado graduate Sarah Gillis has completed a spacewalk for SpaceX this morning. The capsule was above New Zealand when Gillis poked her head and about half her body out into space. She practiced handholds and other maneuvers, then successfully returned inside. The first ever commercial spacewalks featuring Gillis and her mission commander wrapped up just before 6 a.m. Mountain Time. A ranch worker has been arrested and charged with starting the Alexander Mountain Fire, CPR's Joe Wirtz reports.
Authorities have charged Jason Alexander Hobby with arson, menacing, false imprisonment, and impersonating a police officer and public servant. Police say he worked at a guest ranch that was evacuated during the fire, which torched more than 15 square miles and destroyed dozens of homes near Loveland. Police say he is also under investigation for starting fires in Wyoming and appears to have outfitted a pickup, an SUV, with police and fire equipment, made phony traffic stops, and pointed guns at people. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Out-of-state smoke will once again clog Colorado skies today. Smoke from several California wildfires is expected to blow into the state overnight. The National Weather Service says it expects the haze to linger through tomorrow. Meteorologists say the smoke will be higher up than typical, which will likely have less of an impact on air quality. Meanwhile, a large swath of the state remains under a red flag warning for high fire danger. The National Weather Service says conditions are ripe for rapid fire ignition and growth due to gusty winds and very low humidity. Places under the warning include Pueblo, Colorado Springs, Denver into Greeley and onto the Eastern Plains, also mountain communities like Vail and Aspen on into Rifle, Palisade and Grand Junction, and Rangeley on the western slope. This is CPR News in KRCC.